Yael, holy camoly, are those whiskers on your chin?
Yes, they are, Don. Don't look so shocked.
Okay, but no offense, Yael. I'm used to being the one with a beard around here.
Ha ha, very funny. You're not going to make me feel bad about what's a very normal part of getting older for many women.
Okay, so I won't make you feel bad, but can I still make fun? I mean, give me enough time and I'll come up with a circus joke or two.
No, let's stick to science. Nose and ear and chin hair is dependent on male hormones or androgens.
But you're not a man.
Of course not. But men and women have both male and female hormones. It's all a matter of the way they balance each other out. And that balance changes with age. As women grow older, their estrogen levels drop, which means that there is less estrogen there to counter the effects of male hormones.
Which means more hair.
Right. So as women grow older, sprouting a few whiskers is perfectly normal and nothing to be alarmed about. In fact, because it's so harmless, it's a change that hasn't really been studied.
So you basically just have to accept it?
Oh, Don, there's always a way. There are tweezers, scissors, and hair trimmers, for example. But you know what would be more effective?
What?
If everyone just calmed down about body hair on women. I mean, have you looked at what's been growing out of your ears lately?
My wife has mentioned it once or twice.
See? This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown, with help from Elmer Bernstam at the School of Health Information Sciences, the University of Texas, Houston. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.